name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is July 4th, year 2010, and it's the sixth Sunday after Pentecost. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not
into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
forever
and ever.
Amen. Well, the opening date I just gave you is a little clue as to what my sermon's going to be about. And who in the world doesn't know what July 4th means? It means the success of this Judeo-Masonic harlot in coming to power in order to bring the Antichrist to power. This number one persecutor of the Catholic Church in Catholics, the Judeo-Masonic United States of America. And it was an epic moment in the history of the mystery of iniquity. Because until Israel came to power, which is now going to take over the United States as the number one power where Antichrist rules, he needed this harlot to come to power, this Judeo-Masonic power base, which used to be England, but then became the United States of America. So July 4th, 1776 means to Catholics, it's a filthy word, it's a dirty thing, it's an unholy day, it's an evil day, it's an abomination. And we cannot celebrate in any way. Now, I know in the past, when we were pagans, we were like everyone else. Let's go look at the fireworks show. And certainly a fireworks show is nice. And there's nothing wrong with even lighting off fireworks. We like doing that. But when you're doing it on the July 4th, you're in union with these bastards that are celebrating, these Judeo-Freemasonic bastards that came to power, who hate the Catholic Church, do all in their power to destroy the Catholic God and blaspheme Him. So Catholics cannot celebrate the 4th of July. That means they can't attend fireworks ceremonies. They can't even look at them. If you're outside and like 20 miles away they're shooting up fireworks, you can't even, if you catch your eye on it, turn away from it. You can't light off fireworks. You want to light off fireworks? Do it a week later. Do it 2 weeks later. Do it on a different day. Let's make a day when Catholics can light off fireworks. There's nothing wrong with fireworks. I like fireworks and fireworks shows. I like shooting off fireworks. So there's nothing wrong with that. Matter of fact, the day in which you can do that is New Year's, because New Year's is neutral. That's a day like when they come and they have New Year's fireworks and all that, and you want to shoot off, you can do that. That's fine. That's neutral. It's just celebrating the New Year. Nothing wrong with that. You have to understand what the particular festival that these people are celebrating represents. It's the same thing when I'm not quite sure yet. I got to get my facts right on that. The Cinco de Mayo or whatever they have here. It represents the day, I think May 5th or something, or May 1st. May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, May 5th, when the Judeo-Masons defeated the Catholics in Mexico. That's what they celebrate. And these idiots that are Spanish descent that still call themselves Catholic celebrate Cinco de Mayo. It's an Indian thing. I forget what it is. I'm not quite sure I got to study it. Or it's a victory of the Indians. When the Indians kicked out the Catholic Church. Anyway, the July 4th represents, it's an evil day. Now, we all did it in the past. I've never spoke about this, but I think we have to say this. Because in the past, I would say, being at maybe, we were outside the church, so what's the difference? You want to talk about venial sins, mortal sins. When we were outside the church, we were a mortal sin anyway. It's like participating in a false religion. So what we have to do as Catholics, if we want to do the fireworks, you know, I even should have told this to this guy I knew up in northern New Mexico when I first moved here, that he used to sell fireworks and make money on it, you know, Spanish guy, and he shouldn't have really done that. He's committing sin by doing that. But he's outside the church, and at that time I was outside the church too. That's how weak I was. But I mean, it was a process coming into the church where you start to see all these things, and God starts taking the scales out of off your eye one after another. And this is a big thing. You want to do the fireworks, wait till a week later. Maybe do it 2 weeks later to be a little further removed from it. But don't do it on July 4th. You know, I won't even do it even near this particular period of time. Because if you're up in a property where you can, like around in New Mexico, you're even allowed to shoot guns out here on your own property. You can shoot handguns, you can shoot guns, you're even allowed to carry guns around in your car. So I can blow off fireworks on his property anytime I want. You just have to probably call in and tell the people it's just so to prevent fire, they worry about fire or something. So you can really have fireworks anytime you want. You can shoot them off, you can do it for like a feast day of the Crusaders or when they beat the Muslims at Lepanto, you can shoot up fireworks. We can have a giant fireworks, really, for some military victories for Catholics. So there's nothing wrong with fireworks. I like fireworks shows too, but unfortunately, we can't even look at them on TV for July 4th. If it's New Year's, you could. And if it's New Year's, you can even shoot off your fireworks. But you cannot do it on July 4th. Because then you are saying, I am celebrating the birth of this Judeo-Masonic monster that is mentioned in the book of Apocalypse. Okay, so we're not putting down fireworks, we're putting down the actual celebration in which that firework is taking place. Now, you may have to buy them on around July 4th, because that's when they sell them, so you can buy them. But wait and do it on a different date. Don't do it on the same day, so you're not even, or a day before or a day after, because it's all related. Now, I have to thank God, because this town still is the best town, I believe, to live in the whole United States. Evil as it is, it's not near as evil as the other towns I've been in. And they're very minimal here with that kind of stuff. Last night we heard one pop, two pops, and that was the end of it. Now tonight you might get a little bit, but it's not real big here. And in a way, one good sign is too, when I'm driving out here, not many people even have the flag up. That's good. Because a lot of people instinctually know there's something wrong with this country. You know, you live into some upper white class, upper middle class, plastic shiny people, what do you call them, the Americanist well-doers. I'm sure they got order flags, the Republican type people, they got their flags lined up all over the thing. If you don't put your flag up, they'll shoot you. Those are the worst people to be around today. These Americanist bastards. So that's the sermon that we're giving today. It's a brief one, but it's a necessary one. And it's something we have to add on our list of necessary things to tell people. Because a lot of times you forget some of these things. And a person who's just coming into the church can make this mistake, and I would say it's a venial sin, until somebody makes them aware of it. If you know, they understand the implication of what it really means. This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878. And can be accessed on my St. John the Baptist website at www.johnthebaptist.us.